Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday at 7.05. And right now, caller number 9 instantly wins a pair of tickets to see Shawn Mendes at Oracle Arena this Sunday, July 14th. Yuzi, who's going to grab the phones? You got one of the kids on? Oh, Yuzi's good. You get to talk to Yuzi. You right. Lucky dog, you.
Gabby's running around everywhere.
Be caller number 9, 800-400-3697. You'll see Shawn Mendes this Sunday, July 14th. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Floorcraft and Floorcraft semi-annual sale. Now's the perfect time to save up to $500 on the best brands of flooring and more. Check them out at floorcraft.com.
Oh, sorry, .com. My bad.
The Women's World Cup final. It crushed with the men's. I mean, you know. It's funny because you're hearing them yelling about we want equal pay. They sued the league like in March, and they're totally validated. Like they actually generate more revenue. The more people watch the finals because they were actually in the finals.
I didn't get to dig into in depth to the results, but apparently the ratings were good.
Great.
Here.
Yeah.
So that is something that
Fox's broadcast of the Women's World Cup final was watched by 14.3 million viewers in the U.S. on Saturday. It's up 22% from last year's broadcast of the men's final when 11.3 million tuned in and we weren't in it. We didn't even make the cut last year.
Right.
So the women's team has many legs to stand on here. A lot of people are talking about how women's soccer players earn peanuts compared to the men. And the people who think that's okay usually argue that men's soccer is more popular. Well, this proves it isn't.
Well, I'm all for it. I hope they make more.
Right.
I mean, you should make bonuses based on your ratings.
My performance.
How about that?
Even.
So, I mean, that's something, but there's a lot of different levels. So are they spending the same amount on women's as they are on men's? For travel and for lodging.
No idea.
And for training. Because all those things need to be leveled off too.
Sure. Let's see. The U.S. women's team has won 4 of the 8 Women's World Cups dating back to 91, including the past 2 they won. They came in 2nd once and came in 3rd the other 3 times. So they've never finished below 3rd. The U.S. men's team peaked by finishing 3rd, and that was in the first ever World Cup in 1930. 1930 was their best showing, 3rd place. In the 89 years since, the best they've finished is 8th in 2002. Last year, they didn't even qualify for the tournament. Also, U.S. women's soccer has generated more revenue than men's soccer over the past 3 years. From 2016 to 2018, women's games raked in $50.8 million in revenue compared with the men at $49.9 million. And yet the men make kajillions of
dollars.
When
did women's competition begin, do you know?
You know, they're saying the first Women's World Cup was in 1991.
Ever.
U.S. before eight Women's World Cups. That's how many there have been, according to this particular story.
So it's just begun then. Basically, it's
30
it's,
years.
Wow.
Right. And our team is a contender. Has been a contender in every single one of those. The men's best finish was in 1930 when they got 3rd. Megan Rapinoe, Alex Morgan, and the rest of the U.S. Women's national team just had touchdown in New York City. This was yesterday after winning the World Cup. And they're clearly ready to party. There's a big parade today in New York City. We just saw shots of Times Square where they're getting all ready and people are lining up to cheer the girls on. So Megan Rapinoe walked off the jet onto a waiting red carpet with a glass of champagne in her hand.
Hey.
A glass of booze ready to go. The scene was awesome. The women were actually... Oh, you do? Take it. Oh, they're singing We Are the Champions. Oh, they are having a ball.
So there's a red carpet laid out for them right. As they're...
Just off the jet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's really
you can't really
cool
see the crowd that's gathered for them because it's not aiming at the crowd. It's aiming
on the tarmac. I don't know how many people get to be on there. But anyway, they've clearly had a fun flight home, and they're clearly ready to do their parade today. Let's see. So the parade is set for... Oh, it's for tomorrow morning, Yuzi.
Oh,
they must be just
setting. This morning.
That's what I thought, too, but it's saying Wednesday morning. Sports Illustrated has said, all right, congratulations, girls. Now let's get you into some swimsuits. So they're doing a showcase of a few of the girls. Here's Megan. God, she's so strong. Look at her.
Wow. That is like...
I know. That is the most fit body you've ever seen.
Well, and it's almost a bondage swimsuit.
I know. It looks like from the Fifth Element, Lilo's mm-hmm. Outfit, just like little white pieces of tape everywhere. Here she is jumping off into the... This is an epic shot.
So they've already done this.
Yeah, these. In fact,
they must have done this pre.
This Alex Morgan one, I feel like I saw. I feel like I saw this shot already. Alex is the super. She's so pretty. She's like the prettiest face, and.
This must have been done pre, because I bet.
Yeah, have you seen that one? I feel like I've seen that one.
Yeah, they're in training for most of the World Cup, but when it's over, they get to drink and eat. And I'm sure they do that. I'm sure they're like...
There's a couple months where they're like, oh, you know what,
we don't have to do? I don't want to do a bikini shot now.
I want to do that when I'm in the middle of training.
I just had 10 beers and a whole cake.
Yeah.
I've been waiting all, you know, whatever it is.
Here's a shot of me on the couch. This is where I'm at right now. See you next month at training camp.
Right. Well, good for them. I wish them all, and I hope that they have super profitable post-soccer World Cup careers.
Oh,
whether
my God.
That's in announcing. I know one of the ladies that's been announcing, and I wish I could think of her name, but she's great. And if I see her picture, I'll know which one I'm thinking of. But she's done some announcing and some guest spots.
A cast player, you're saying, who's gone on to...
Yes, she I believe she was... played on Brandi Chastain's team,
right?
That won, but she's an excellent broadcaster. And as I was watching her broadcast on this show I watch, I thought, oh God, if I could only see my kid doing that and being so good at it, just good.
Must be such a proud moment for someone to just see your kid, you know, in their element and just top of their game. And That's gotta be a good feeling, because you're always so nervous for your kids. Whenever they have to do anything, you're just like, oh God. Don't worry, I'll be here to pick up the pieces if you screw up.
And maybe that's a common parent thing, that everything leads back to your kid. But I even see that when someone is helping us at a restaurant and it's a cute young... server.
Like a young person who's helping.
And I think, oh man, I can't...
Could it be this girl?
It is not. Man.
Okay.
But anyway, my kid's going to be 16 and serving me at a restaurant, or serving people at a restaurant. I hope they're nice to her.
Well, it's so funny when Riley had his first job at the Pete's Coffee, and I would just go in there and get a coffee. Shame. And John and I would just sit in the corner table, and you're just so proud just watching him working, interacting with people, like, oh my God, oh, we raised a productive human being. Oh my God. One down. This story's been going on for a little while here. I want to say I did mention this. I can't remember. I definitely read. You know, I just never know what makes it to the air or not. ASAP Rocky is touring in Europe.
Okay.
Well, let me put it this way. He was touring in Europe. Now he's being held in a Swedish prison. He got into some kind of fight in the street with a dude, and the police swooped in and grabbed him. And when you look at the tape, he doesn't even seem to really understand what this guy is saying to him. In fact, I think a translator comes onto the scene. But the other guy is the aggressor.
Okay.
And ASAP Rocky's kind of with his, you know, they're not being friendly or anything, but they're definitely, you know, just sort of trying to get this and that out of there. So he's being held in a Swedish jail. TMZ has a big expose on this. They're saying shockingly inhumane conditions, feces hurled around and not cleaned up, wretched food, facilities that are not fit for human beings. Sources are saying he's sleeping on a yoga mat with no blankets. There's a prisoner in the next cell with severe mental issues who slams his head up against the concrete wall and hurls feces every which way. And then they're just left there.
Jeez.
The water is not clean. The food is not edible. For the first 5 days, he ate an apple a day, and that was it. He didn't feel like he could eat any of the other food that was presented. There's also a source saying that the facility is filthy and disease-ridden. TMZ is reporting he's being held for 2 weeks while prosecutors decide whether to charge him for aggravated assault stemming from this street brawl. The video shows the alleged victim harassing and even physically attacking A$AP Rocky and his crew prior to the incident. There is actually, because leave it to TMZ to see what the treaties are concerning this. They say it's the Vienna Convention for Consular Relations, which both Sweden and the United States signed. Under this treaty, when a foreigner, like A$AP Rocky, is arrested, he has the right to immediately see an official from the U.S. consulate. He asked for that meeting, but when an official from the American consulate arrived at the detention center, he was squarely denied access. The U.S. official believes he was denied access because Swedish officials did not want him to see the conditions inside the facility. Rocky's team continued to try to get this guy access to this person from the consulate. Eventually, the guy was allowed to see him 2 days later in the presence and earshot of two Swedish guards. They could not have a private conversation, and they're saying it was a clear intimidation tactic. He's trying to get the State Department involved to help get him out. So far, the Swedish courts have shut him down. By the way, court proceedings in Sweden, closed to the public, closed to the media. So whatever happens will happen behind closed doors, basically. Meanwhile, this dude is missing date after date after date on his, and he's going to be held for at least 2 weeks. So Sweden sounds great.
I thought Sweden was
happiest,
like next to Disneyland. It's the happiest place on earth.
I actually thought to myself, this is what's happening in
surprised.
Sweden. Me too.
Yeah.
I figured Sweden, you know, we take you to the smorgasbord every 10 minutes and you get to eat whatever you want and we're nice and clean and everyone wears white.
I mean, it's jail, but come on.
I know.
Gnarly. Hey, just to go back real quick, Julie Foudy is the woman that I was speaking of, a great former soccer player that played on the women's teams, has a bunch of gold medals, and she's an announcer now. She also went to Stanford.
Oh,
that's
there
neat.
Yeah.
Probably on a soccer scholarship.
right. But she's
a real one.
They didn't have to Photoshop her into anything.
She worked on the 2018 Winter Olympics and also this last World Cup. So that's who I was thinking of as.
So back to Sweden. Tyler, the creator, is now saying that he's never going to Sweden again. I guess he's scared and also pissed.
Uh-huh. Wait, because of the reports he's hearing?
Because of what's happening to A$AP Rocky.
Oh, okay.
Let me see if he's, I guess, toured and collaborated with Rocky in recent years. And basically he's saying he's got a European tour coming up, but he's basically like, no more Sweden for me ever. Mm. A$AP Rocky was supposed to be at the Wireless Festival over the weekend. They're not saying where that's supposed to be. Some other guy had to replace him on the bill. So that's what's going on with A$AP Rocky. Oh, my God. This is him?
Yeah, this is one of his biggest hits. It's clearly censored.
Yeah.
All the good stuff's out.
We can't play any of the good stuff. I heard recently that Chris Rock is doing the next Saw movie.
What?
Yeah. So I heard this a couple weeks ago, but it's getting crazier. So I guess he loves the movies, and he came up with the idea for this new movie, and he's producing it himself as well. He's like, I think we could make a great one. And so he's like, let's do a Saw movie. So now I find out Sam Jackson has joined the cast as Chris Rock's dad.
Okay.
Chris Rock is going to be playing a detective trying to solve the crimes. Sam Jackson is his dad. Max Minghella from The Handmaid's Tale. Can you pull that guy up? I want to see who that is. He's going to play Chris's partner, the two cops
is
who are looking
into this. Is it a comedy?
No. Saw? It's a horror movie.
No, I know what Saw is, but I mean, why would Chris Rock be...
He loves horror movies, I guess.
It's Nick.
Oh, I wondered if Nick, it was him. Sure. Yeah. Right. He's kind of hot.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. and then someone named Marisol Nichols. I guess she's from Riverdale. She's going to play the boss. So Chris Rock came up with the idea for this movie. They're not saying if it's a comedy. I would assume there'll be comedic moments in it because Chris Rock's in it.
Yeah.
Sam Jackson.
I don't get it.
But I'm going to guess there's plenty of gore, too. The guy who directed the original movie back in 04, James Wan, which, and I think I've seen two of the Saws, and I really did. I love that first one. I love that. It has that whole escape room feel. Like,
it's too much, though.
It is. It's a lot.
The bones breaking. And
oh,
all that.
Yeah, like, it's, you know.
Kind of.
I stopped after the second one. How many have there been? Four? Three? Four? Maybe more. And so the guy who directed the original one is producing it along with Chris Rock.
This can't be right. This says there's eight here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I believe it.
Maybe someone direct a video or something.
Yeah, I don't.
So this is it. Chris Rock is going to be in number nine. And then the guy who wrote and starred in it is this guy named Lee Whannell. Does he play the clown dude? What's that guy's name? He has a name. Corkscrew or something. Chains.
Something face, right?
I don't know.
Pinhead?
I don't know. He's got the two twirly red things on his face and the... Brynn will find it for us. And then it's going to be directed by Darren Lynn Boosman, who did the second, third, and fourth installments. So anyway, I'm actually looking forward to this. Anything Sam Jackson's in, I'm like, I'll give that a try.
Anything?
Pretty much.
All right.
I mean, I didn't see snakes on a plane. I just couldn't.
Okay, well, there you go. Not anything.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Lee Whannell? Is that what you're saying?
Something like that. Lee Lay.
Adam Faulkner Stanhope. That's his character that he plays in Saw.
Oh. What's the evil guy's name?
Oh, man. Let's see.
What's the nemesis? You know, the...
Yeah, I know.
The dude.
Dr. Lawrence, Detective David, Carrie, Paul, Mark... That's all the cast. Zep, Brett.
Somebody's got to be texting
I've
us.
I've never seen any of those movies.
Oh, hold on. Vaughn is yelling. Vaughn, come here. I can't hear you through three panes of glass, dude. He's like holding his hands out like, you dummy.
Here.
What's the guy's name?
Yeah, his name is Jigsaw.
Jigsaw! Like Corkscrew?
Yeah, the last movie was named Jigsaw after him.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Jeez. Corkscrew.
Whatever. Some name. Anyway, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. It's happening.
Are they really on?
Come on, they are. First of all, he was working out at the Equinox Gym in West Hollywood. Some people asked to get a picture with him, and he's like, "No, man, look at me. I'm all sweaty." But he was gracious, and he spoke with them for a while, and he's just like, "Please, let's not take pictures." This is their song.
This is their song together, Señorita.
That's right. This is the second time that he's turned fans away this month. Last week during a live Q&A, he turned down a woman's offer to go out with her. He's like, I don't know you. And he also told her he's not dating Camila Cabello. Uh-huh. But they've been spotted holding hands twice this last week.
Right.
And there's a shot of them cuddling in a booth. There's, let's see, they were at Kitchen 24 in West Hollywood at 5 a.m. on Sunday morning. That seems like people who
They're
spent the
together,
night together.
Yeah.
They sat on the same side of the table. She's like, she couldn't be closer. She's basically in his lap.
You know what? It's great marketing if they're just doing it to, you know, right. we're launching a song. Let's be seen around. And they're very smart.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised that they're savvy.
Right.
More savvy than maybe others would be.
Shawn and Camila were spotted leaving Sunday brunch together in West Hollywood, holding hands, smiling, at the very least looking like boyfriend and girlfriend. They're saying this is his sources, the people around him. He's not putting on a show for the cameras. His relationship with Camila is genuine and not a publicity stunt. So they're not confirming a romance, but it's looking like that's what's going on.
I can see that, too.
Sure.
He's not going to date random people.
No. Didn't one or the other of them have a significant other, though, as they went into the recording session?
You're young.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
Flexible.
I could have sworn she was like, no, I'm with my boyfriend or something like that.
I was just reading an article about the work she's had done on her face.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah,
she's like 20.
I know.
What she had done?
Some rhinoplasty.
Oh. A nose job?
Yeah, cheek filler.
Well, you got a honker, you know.
And then I think some Botox around the eyes.
Yeah.
Got to maintain that stuff.
Hey.
I'm always surprised when I hear someone that young having already done that.
Right.
But whatever, they did good work on her.
Yeah.
She looks unbelievable.
She looks amazing.
Yeah, beautiful.
She's gorgeous. Ooh, la, la, la. That's so cute. Mm. All right, what's coming up in the news, Ben?
I'll do that story about the lady who accidentally shot her husband.
Oh, okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7:37 Tuesday morning. I wanted to mention that the grand prize cruise winner for the Disney cruise last week was Suzanne from San Anselmo.
Suzanne!
In case anybody was wondering, like, hey man, I qualified. Did I win? No. It was Suzanne from San Anselmo.
Maybe Suzanne will take you.
Maybe. If you're lucky. This week we want to send you to Aulani, which is the Disney property.
You're going to love it.
Hawaii. So that's a one-of-a-kind Disney experience in Ko'olina, Hawaii, and we're qualifying people at 9, noon, 3, and 5, so be here for that.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com.
I gotta get in shape. That winded me.
Held it for like a second longer than normal, and I'm out of breath.
Oh boy!
People are loving your collared shirt, Vinny.
Yes,
oh.
Vinny. You look very professional today.
Hello.
Very handsome. Mm.
I got this later, on my adventure to Sonoma.
Oh. Is that so?
I did. Oh. I had time to kill.
Oh. Like where? Downtown or at
No, I won't stay in the city anymore. Ever. At all.
No, I mean Sonoma. Downtown Sonoma.
Oh, no. I went on my drive. I stopped in Mill Valley, and I stopped... Where else did
I
stop?
Did you do in Mill
Valley?
In Nevada. Did you go to Proof Lab?
I did.
Yeah.
And I also went to the Target because I had to get nipples.
Nipples.
And they didn't have them, so then I had to go to the Target in Nevada.
What do you need nipples for?
For the baby bottles.
Oh. Duh.
So there I am at the Target thinking I'm getting something done.
I don't know what he does in a room alone.
He sucks on baby nipples. That's weird. God, you shouldn't tell people that.
And they're not baby nipples. I mean, they're... Never mind.
Anyway.
Nice.
They're bottle nipples, not baby nipples.
For babies. Bottle nipples for babies. Okay, well, baby nipples.
Baby nipples might lead someone to think something
right, else. Which is why I was like, why is he saying that into a mic?
I'm not.
You're weird.
That is weird.
Nipples for the baby, for the bottle.
Mm-hmm. I've been framed.
Jesus. What's happening here?
I don't know. God, man. Your news break is out of control. What kind of show is this?
Catch my breath. And suddenly I'm being pummeled about the head and neck.
Mushroom slap me.
God. Don't start with that again. All right. Let's get to the road rage incident, which I didn't get to last time. A woman in Alabama is in big trouble.
Uh-oh.
31-year-old Erica Cole. Here she is. There's Erica. She looks nice. I mean, she looks sad in the picture.
She does. Mugshot,
she tried to kill somebody. 31-year-old Erica Cole from...
Big shoulders on this jacket. Is that the jacket or...
Bremen, Alabama. Maybe Bremen.
I'll hold it up to the...
Bremen.
Hold it up to the looking glass.
Camera. Saturday night, she and her husband Nicholas were driving when they got into a road rage incident in Alabama. I just don't expect... You see it here because there's too many people on the damn road and too many impolite people.
There must be places there's traffic in Alabama.
All right.
I don't know. Or maybe just someone was going down one of those long country roads.
Maybe.
And that,
although I'll give you this,
drifted into their
people
lane.
Who don't have traffic don't know from traffic. So if there's three cars, they're like, "What is this traffic?"
Right.
I don't live in the boonies for nothing.
I live here to not see other people.
Right. Anyway, we don't know exactly what happened to cause the road rage incident. Erica calls and the other driver wound up both pulling over at a house to keep the fight going, though. And that's when Erica pulled out her gun.
Oh, boy.
You
and
know,
fired
I knew it.
At
I
the
knew
other driver.
When it was Alabama, there'd be a gun involved. I mean, I'm sure they had gun racks and they were both driving pickup trucks.
Unfortunately for Erica, she accidentally shot her husband in the head.
Oh, my God. How did she do that?
Instead of shooting the other, I don't know. I don't know if
he dove in front of the gun like, Erica, don't do it.
Well, she's probably sitting in the passenger seat, right? And he's driving.
And she tries to shoot out and he's like, oh, let me change the radio. Leans forward.
He's in stable condition. He's going to live.
Oh, yeah, but he's been shot in the head.
Right. Erica's, though, has been arrested for attempted murder, assault, and reckless endangerment. She's going to do jail time.
Yeah.
She fired a firearm at someone intending to harm them.
God, she fired it while she was in the car, though, is what you're saying?
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, the details are sketchy, so we don't know exactly what happened, but what we have here is that the drivers both wound up pulling over to the side of the road, and they fought there. I don't know if they stayed in their cars and were fighting next to one another.
I was going to say, his eardrum must be gone.
Or what? I don't know. I don't have all the details, but I do know she's been arrested.
Well, as well she should be.
And her husband's in the hospital.
Yeah. Boy, things didn't go well for them.
Do you know the clothing company Life is Good?
No.
Oh.
Why?
Well, that just ruined my story.
Well, Life, how am I supposed to know about clothing companies?
Because these two guys are from Boston.
Do they sell it at the Gap?
Oh. Two guys from Boston in 94 started the clothing company Life is Good.
All right.
I can't. Can you do the accent?
Life is Good.
How would you say that in Boston?
I'd say it, Life is Good.
Oh.
It's a clothing company from Boston called Life is Good. There's no eyes in there yet.
Oh, all right. For their 25th anniversary, they're donating $1 to charity every time someone posts the hashtag something good on social media.
Just something good, not life is good.
No, something good.
All right.
Along with the hashtag, they want you to post something positive. The reason I like this story is while Instagram and others get a bad rap for some of the bullying, I see a ton of really good stuff on there.
Right.
I have multiple friends who post the most inspiring stuff where you go, I don't know who you're working for. Maybe you're just trying to help your friends out or what, but they post the nicest stuff.
Right. Like words of wisdom and encouragement.
Or, you know, some thought for the day where you go, geesh, if I needed that, there it is.
They need to start hashtagging something good.
So that's why I'm doing the story. If you hashtag something good to your nice posts, these guys from the Life is Good company will donate $1 to charity for every person who posts something encouraging on social media. It's great.
They have really cute t-shirts.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Yeah. They're, you know, a flag. There's a cat, a dog, baseball. Life
you've
is
seen
good.
These.
Kindness
seen
is
this.
Free. The flowers, just really pretty. V-necks, you know, that are for women.
That show your cleavage.
Well, yeah. Oh.
All the money goes to the Life is Good Kids Foundation, which helps victims of early childhood trauma. Mm. They'll donate up to $1 million if 1 million people post, and it's going through November. So now's the time. Post.
It's great. It's good PR for them, too.
Yeah.
Totally, yeah.
Just share hashtag something good on social media or through their website, lifeisgood.com. $1 million to charity.
Nice.
Way to go, Boston.
Love wins. That's nice. I like that.
Someone says Life is Good has the logo with the little smiling guy doing all kinds of activities from camping, hiking, yoga.
Oh, look at the sewing
with his
one.
Dog. Oh, there's a sewing one?
Sew
there's
on
like
and
one
so
for
forth.
Each one of us there. It's
dude,
so
get me that one. How much is it?
Probably like $28 most of the t-shirts are.
We're not shopping, everyone. Right. This is
let's do a little shopping.
Hashtagging some stuff.
Love
can't believe you don't
one.
Know
Jeez,
these guys.
They're so nice. Cute.
Now I do.
If you buy more than $49, it's free shipping.
Oh. All right, let's buy a couple. Everybody pick something out.
Weird. Their t-shirt sells for $48. I'm going to have to get something else.
Dang it.
They have all the sizes.
Why does it always go like that? Oh, they have all the sizes? Oh,
extra
great.
Small, all the way up to triple XL.
Well, when you're a t-shirt company, that's really something you should have.
Yeah, I guess
all
right.
The sizes.
I believe Sarah's an XS.
No. Oh, my God. I'm an XL.
That one Dubai
I'm an XL
shirt
to sleep
fits perfectly.
In. And I'm a women's medium for something to actually wear.
For something to actually wear?
Yeah, like if I was going to wear it, I don't want to wear like an XL like out.
Oh, I see.
You know?
Like bedtime stuff.
Yeah. I like a big t-shirt to sleep in. Yeah. So cozy.
Who knew male ducks had all the luck?
Mallards. Drakes. Is that a male
boy,
duck?
Here
a
we
drake?
Go. Oh, Jesus. Maybe that's a... Isn't that a brand of duck? That's
I think
not a
mallard,
sex of duck.
Mallard is a brand, but sex is the drake. There's the drake
anyway,
and the hen. I don't know.
Ducks can increase the size of their ween anytime they want.
Lucky.
They can just make their junk bigger.
I thought wow. that birds just had cloaca that they rubbed together. I didn't even know they had wieners.
You're right. Drake.
Is a male duck.
A study found that when male ducks are in an environment with lots of female ducks, the size of their man area changes and they can make it bigger in order to give them a better chance of scoring a hot duck.
So the other ladies are size queens and they see the giant male duck sex organ.
Right. They say this is only during mating season, though, so it goes back to normal. Mm.
Minuscule.
When it's not time to give the business.
The business.
Give that duck the business. Drake.
Speaking of sex, because we were, the 10 sexiest nationalities.
Okay. Oh. Well, Mexican.
Italian.
You're not going to believe who got number one. You won't believe it.
Really?
Nothing against Ukraine, but Ukrainian is number one.
There's some pretty hot people.
Mila Kunis is Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Mila Jovovich is Ukraine.
Oh, she's beautiful.
So they got the sexiest nationality. Danish, Filipino, Brazilian.
Oh, Brazilian. Yeah,
Brazilian,
yeah,
for sure.
They're pretty great. Australian, South African, Italian, Armenian, English, and Canadian.
Oh, Canadian. Really? All right.
You're not into...
Pam Anderson. She's Canadian, right?
Well, isn't she American, though, really?
I don't know.
She came down here and got Americanized real fast.
Man, before she got with Tommy Lee, those tool time...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cutest girl ever.
Yeah.
Cutest girl ever.
Right.
Like, what a little nugget she was.
Just a sun-kissed little blondie with... And then she gets with Tommy and...
Yeah.
Right.
Turned into a bimbo. Well, I love her. My favorite bimbo. I absolutely love Pam Anderson.
You do?
She's a whack job.
Still?
Yeah.
All right.
She's a crazy woman.
Me too, yeah.
Good news if you're known to get too high, because you are.
Me? I get too high?
Didn't you say that you don't like the doobie weed because you get too high
You
get all...
I'm all paranoid. You're saying this is good news, like you can limit how high you get? I just would like to be tinged. Like a tinge of highness.
A scientist named Steve Goldner, who invented liquid methadone in the 70s, just invented a new product. It's called Parachute. It's a pill made out of pure CBD that immediately sobers you up if you get too high.
Oh.
So you just pull out of it.
Wow.
That's interesting.
You put it under your tongue, it dissolves, and within 5 minutes, you feel straight.
Huh. Wow.
For now, the
they
pills
need
are
like that for alcohol.
Only available in Michigan, but it should expand.
Why in Michigan?
Well, I think they have legal weed.
Oh.
But it should expand to other states where marijuana is legal soon.
Seems like it's legal in a lot of places now. Are we in a majority yet?
Not even close.
How many states?
I don't know, but it's not even close. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's plenty of holdouts.
Sure.
I know Colorado, Oregon. Is it Hawaii?
Yeah. Here.
Hawaii,
recreational
California.
Is 11 states.
11.
11, yeah.
It's getting there. What are the 11? I know Massachusetts. I just found out that's legal there.
Oh,
it is? I can't believe it.
Great news.
I know. Bro. What is it, bro?
You know.
What the hell is
exactly
it?
Exactly what I just thought of when you said that.
I can't even think
of
it. Is it Jerry? Jay. It's Jay.
Jay!
What is it? Circle back, dude. God, we got to call the aquarium. Oh, there's some good meat on that fish. Oh, Jay. We are seeing some ass now, Jay, buddy.
I love that video so much. Good. If you haven't seen it, you should look that up. The Boston guys fishing.
Yeah, they find this crazy, it's like a sunfish.
Guy gets pulled over in Ludenscheid, Germany.
Oh,
Ludenscheid.
And the cops thought he was on drugs, so they said, we need you to give us a sample.
A pee sample?
Right. So he took the cup into the hedges to provide a sample. When he returned, it wasn't a sample of pee, though, and they were like,
no.
What?
Wait, you're saying he was like, oh, it's a sperm sample?
Right. That's what he provided.
Oh, you were thinking one, two girls, one cup, huh?
Yeah.
No,
I was thinking it was poop.
That's right.
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 That's what's in two girls. Anyway. The cops went, okay, you're definitely on drugs now, right? I mean, you just went and did that in
that
the bushes?
Quick, though. I don't know. You're on drugs. dulls everything down. It takes a little longer. That's a quick sample offering.
So they took this as he's for sure on drugs, except he wasn't. He did misunderstand what they wanted. They
gave him a little cup and asked for a sample.
He finally gave him the sample they asked for, and he was clean. And they had to let him go.
Wow.
No. But they got his DNA. So congratulations, guys.
He went in the bushes and did that.
Well, maybe he was already close.
Oh, you think? He just left someone's
house.
He's
all worked up.
I don't know. I mean, that maybe was the pressure. Like, oh, God. They got a sample. All right. Oh. Boobs. Butts. Okay, here you go.
Right.
That's gross, Bryn. Don't play that.
Yeah, Bryn, you're disgusting.
What? I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, you are.
I'm sitting here.
Our text now. Yeah, pushing all those buttons.
That's what you do. Sit there and make noise.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You can text us and bake. You can text us and eat. You can text us and poop.
Whatever you want.
But do not text and drive.
We ask respectfully. That's the one time we don't want your text.
Right. Here's a couple. Let's see here. Oh, the head shop in Ventura is called Sulzer's.
Oh, all right.
That's what a bunch of people were texting.
Sulzer's.
Okay. I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I don't remember the name. I just remember
like,
the place.
Oh my God, this place is like an emporium of awesomeness.
Beautiful. I know.
OMG, Vinny, I loved Bullwinkle's. That's so rad. You did not.
What is Bullwinkle's?
That's the restaurant.
I know, but
I worked
what is it?
It's like
a burger place?
I guess.
Like a
I wasn't there long enough
Applebee's
to ever serve any
food
to anybody.
Or a Red Robin or something like that.
Or a Fuddruckers.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was just a kid. And I truly quit the first day I worked. Well, the first actual day they were open when I was in uniform.
Because you accidentally took LSD.
Right. And they have these crickets going on in the background the whole time, like you're outdoors, like this. And I swear to God, I found myself.
Oh, how annoying.
And I was on LSD, and I found myself just, I'm at a wall, completely mesmerized with a sponge wiping the wall. I don't know how long I was there, 5 minutes, 15 minutes.
Could have been hours.
My boss walked up and was like, what are you doing?
I'm wiping the wall, man.
I got to get out of here. Yeah. I got to go.
Here, take your Mountie hat.
I took the hat off and my hair fell out, and they're like, what the hell?
Here's my whole uniform. I'm just going to
take
leave.
It off.
Yeah. Walk out in my underpants, get in my car, drive home. I'm picturing tidy whities. Of course I am.
Hey, and your girlfriend at the time was working there, right?
Darcy was there,
did
yeah.
She, get,
she saw me
her...
walking by the kitchen where she was and was like, what?
Did they say times. Anything to her?
No. Well, I don't know. I don't remember, you know, I mean, I was 16 at the time.
Yeah.
And
this was 40 years
50
ago.
50 now.
Yeah. Old.
How did it happen?
We blinked, guys.
But these people, 415 seems to think they love Bullwinkle's. I don't believe them.
They
can't
yummy
still
there.
Be in business either. There's
Maybe
no
they had
way.
Good times there.
Maybe they are. Who knows?
Good morning, my fabulous family. I had the same feeling Vinny had about Uma Thurman's daughter. She reminds me of Emma Roberts. She reminds me of Kristen Wiig.
Funny.
But either way, she's pretty good on the first episode of Stranger... I don't know if she makes it to
I bet she does. I think that's a love interest situation. She's going to get sucked into this whole thing, and because they say that stuff's going to go down at the Star Court Mall. That's what everyone was saying, you know.
So no Big Brother chat again today?
Well, if anyone catch up.
Well, you just tell us about it. Talk to me. Tell me stuff.
I can't stand some of the people in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me that. Let's do that after these.
All right. And more.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.